that define your story beyond your life. Like the day they arrived.
What might be called first contact. The objects measure at least.
I'm Colonel GT Webber from the intelligence.
Pack your bags. You're at the top of everyone's list when it comes to translations.
Priority one. What do they want? Where are they from? You'll be reporting to me, but you'll be working with him when you're in the show.
That's what they call a UFO.
Who's being carted off in the medevac?
Not everyone is wired for what you're about to do.
So what do they look like?
You'll see soon enough.
Every 18 hours, a door opens up. That's where we go in.
Arrival, one of the most anticipated sci-fi films of the year. Matter of fact, not only just sci-fi, but it is the most anticipated film of the year. And especially after, I think it was South by Southwest where it performed at, and all the praise that came out of that place. Especially since I've heard about the book, which I just literally downloaded right now by Ted Chiang. Story of Your Life, which I hear is incredible. So obviously, I'm going to read that literally right after this review. I've had multiple chances to see this movie. I've really been sleeping on it. I don't know why. But then, you know, I said, fuck it. You know, it's coming out this weekend. I said, I got one today, obviously. So I said, fuck it. I got to go see this movie. I'm going to go check it out. Finally got a chance to check it out. Theater was fucking packed. I don't know if these were critics or regular people or anything. Like, I don't even know what kind of screener this was, personally, per se. But it was fucking packed as hell. And he sat me in the bottom row. And I was complaining most of the time. I was like, But then I was like, you know what? I can get a good angle here. I was like, yeah, put my feet up real quick and stuff like that. Fuck it. I'm going to chill out here. And I got to tell you, this movie... Well, I guess I should give a plot synopsis here. People are probably like, oh, shit, here it comes. After Hacksaw Ridge, we definitely don't want to hear this, but here it comes. So, basically, Amy Adams, she plays a linguist. I always fuck that word up. I always get it mixed up with something else. I don't know why. And, basically, she's recruited by the military to assist in translating alien communications because 12 alien things just popped up out of nowhere and are in certain specific areas of the world. I forgot where this one was at in America. I think it was Missouri or something like that. You know, out of buttfuck nowhereville. I think it was Missouri. There was one in Japan. Obviously, I think Iran or Afghanistan. I think it was Pakistan, yeah. Japan, China. Was there one in Russia? Basically, pretty much everywhere all across the world. And obviously, Amy Adams, she's playing one. Movie opens up with her, what it looks to be her daughter, who died. And you're just like, oh, flashback sequence here. And she plays Dr. Louise Banks in here. You got Jeremy Renner as Ian Donnelly, Forrest Whitaker, Colonel Webber, Michael Stuhlbarg's in here as Agent Hulpern. And that's pretty much really all you really need to know, to be honest. Oh, and I guess you want to play Hannah, which is the daughter you see in flashbacks, or so you think. In flashbacks, she's played by Abigail Pinowski. Pinowski, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly there. So basically, people, and I guess that's really your plot synopsis here. She's really, Amy Adams' character is really here to solve out what these guys, what these aliens want, what are they here for, and what are their purpose. That is the main question. But since obviously she can't understand their language, this is going to take time in order for her to kind of teach them the English language. And it's funny because I love this scene where Forrest Whitaker pops up in her office at school. First of all, I love how the movie opens up. Let's just go ahead and get it out the way. It opens up. She's going to her college where she teaches. And everybody's like in this room and they're just watching the TV screen because apparently something's happening. And there's only like 3 students in her class. And she's just like, the hell's going on? Next, you know, everybody's phone's going off. And she's like, is there something you want to share? She's like, can you turn the TV on, Miss Banks? And Dr. Banks, and they turn TV on, and shit, they just say they've arrived. They've come. And out of nowhere, you know, Forrest Whitaker, he shows up to her office when she goes back the next day and nobody shows up to school. And he's like, hey, can you translate this real quick? And I kid you not, what's so funny about this scene is because it's literally just fucking noise. It's just like, It's like fucking Chewbacca noises or something like that. She's like, and the third thing that comes out of his mouth, what do you make of that? And I looked at him and said, motherfucker, I hear growling. Okay. The hell, what do you mean? What do I make of that? What do you mean? You're an expert on it. No, I'm an expert on English. and the American and Earth population dialect. Not fucking outer beings that can travel through space and time and shit like that. No, you dumbass. But whatever. They kind of made Forrest Whitaker stupid in this in some parts, but I guess he's playing that macho, not even the macho military guy, but he's just playing the military guy, and he's barely on screen, to be honest. He's not really given much to do. Him and Jeremy Renner, for that matter, even though both of them kind of play a significant element into the whole twist element here of the story, because there is kind of a, if you know the director here who did Enemy, which I love that film up until the fucking ending. Oh wait, it didn't have an ending. Prisoners, I think it's cool. It's really good, but it's one of those movies where just like, it's a movie that could drain you. And I would like to say that's probably his weakest for me, to be honest. Actually, no, you don't know. Maybe because Sicario, I know people love that film. I love everything about Sicario. I love everything that surrounds Sicario. I love everything outside of Sicario. I love everything but fucking Emily Blunt's character in that fucking film. Everything about her. She does a great job, don't get me wrong, because she's a tremendous actress. But her character is fucking stupid. So, and I just can't put up with her and that whole movie and stuff. And here, I think he finds a happy medium in between Enemy and Sicario, because Sicario kind of lays you out for you, you know, flat, right? You know, you can kind of see everything where it's coming from and stuff like that. Not to say it's predictable or anything like that, but you can kind of see where Enemy, you kind of have a puzzle there. You kind of have to put the work together. And in here, you have the puzzle laid out for you, but it's not as hard maybe as Enemy was. It's simple enough to follow the story, because I was able to keep up with it a lot. Now, I hear a lot of people saying you probably should go back a second time to see if you missed anything. I do recommend that, possibly. You should go back and see it a second time to see if you can catch anything. For me, I kind of followed it really right away. I thought that this movie is more cerebral than anything. If you're expecting this action-packed Independence Day, which that, even though those movies are fucking stupid if you ask me, this is not that movie. This is a thinking man alien invasion movie. Like I said, it's more cerebral. And the pacing of it is really slow, man. And first off, the movie kicks off with a badass score. If, you know, someone asked us a question not too long ago about music in movies this year, and I haven't really been able to think about music that's really captivated me this year, saying that's easily going to get nominated or something like that. The score in here, I thought, was perfect. There is one score in here, though, that I didn't like, is when she first meets the aliens and it makes this loud fucking noise and stuff like that. I didn't really like that music. I didn't like that music at all for her. It just kind of felt out of place, and it felt like it was trying to build some tension, even though that there is tension there, because you don't know what the alien's purpose is, and you're along for the story of the ride. Because I will say about this guy, I think it's pronounced Dennis. I look like it says Dennis to me, but I think he goes by Denis, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just going to call him DV, whatever, as the director here. He really knows how to keep a mystery going. Like, you're damn near, it's a two-hour film almost, 1 hour 56 minutes. You're damn near 1 hour and 20 minutes into the film, and you still don't really know what's going on or what's going to happen. But you're still intrigued by this story that you're kind of, like, going along for the ride here. And I love that about the movie. That's one of my favorites. I love mystery thrillers and stuff like that. And I think this is really good on that. I guess I probably should get some of my negatives out first before I just start sucking this movie's dicks like everybody else. Because I think that for the general audience, this movie probably will not work for them. Even though I was in a packed theater, Alpha, I don't know if they were critics or general audience or not, because I didn't really get to look around or nothing. But I don't think this will work for everyone. It's very slow. And I would even say some of the pacing is off in the second act a little bit. Just a little bit. I think you easily could have shaved 10 minutes off of this film, because it kind of goes into points where you kind of get it. And also, another thing too, I didn't really understand, once I get into more into the story here, when I get into my spoilers parts of this review, I didn't really understand why there were 12 alien ships. There was literally 12 in every continent. Now, I didn't understand why that mattered so much. I guess to help progress the story of this significant part that happens in here with the whole China scene, maybe that's why. But I didn't really see why it needed to be 12 when this one that Amy Adams was encountering was the one. Because I'm here to tell you, people, this movie ain't about the aliens. Ain't about the aliens. This is really a self-bottled film about Amy Adams. It's really more of a character story of her stuff. And I got to tell you another thing, too. Although I think the reveal and the ending were really damn good, I think the payoff is fucking excellent here. I got to say, it's a little overbearing to see that they went through all of this just to tell Amy Adams that. And you're kind of sitting there going like, that really ain't that... it seems like you guys went around the hard way to get this message across. It seems like you wasted, because this goes on for months in the movie. And they established this went on for at least a couple of months, not to say that they were here. So it's a little weird that these aliens dropped off in different areas of the world and they just parked there for months, parked their spaceship for months, hiding up in there, just to deliver this one message to Amy Adams, pretty much telling her what her future holds for her, if she will. And I found that to be a little, for me, I'm gonna say the ending, I thought it worked for me. I thought it was really good. But I think for some people, and even me, myself, whatever, I think that kind of, how do I phrase this? I think it kind of diminishes what I've been sitting around a little bit, even though the payoff's good, though. But it's a negative, but I think it's not a negative that's going to really change my rating, whatever, because it's just one of those things you can see in one of the sci-fi movies here where you just go like, I don't really get that part, but okay. But and Forrest Whitaker, obviously, he's just there to be there, really. I mean, he's good in the parts he's there, but he really kind of wasn't needed. But let's go ahead and get to the aspect of the ending here. So, you know, you get some cool scenes in here. This is the aspect of the ending. Probably going to be a while before we get to that. But you get some cool fucking shots in here. Now, one thing you get is there literally is damn near like a training sequence of how to teach them the English language. And which is really damn good, I got to say. But that's sometimes where some of the pacing problems come into fault here. At least for the general audience, which I believe so. Now, I could be speaking out of my ass, to be honest, for them. But I think that's where it probably could come from. And I got to say, too, I love what they did with Amy Adams, that she is spectacular in here. And we all knew that she's a great actress. Those fucking DC movies she's in, they really do her no justice. And I really don't even know why she's there. Honestly, I don't even know why she's there. Amy, if you ever click on this, which I know you won't, maybe a friend of yours will click on this, somebody. Maybe it's for the paycheck. Maybe they pay you nice. Well, I'm sure they pay you nice, of course. But you are wasting your talent and time with those DC films. You need to stop, please. Because we all know you're one of the best actresses working today, and this movie definitely proved it. Because this movie is definitely on your shoulders in her performance in here. I love what they do with her as far as, you know, even though she's this doctor and stuff like that, and confident of learning this language and everything, she's shaken by it. She's just constant movements where they see the camera zoom in her hands, she's shaking. And the first time she meets the aliens, it's not like the trailer where it's like right off the bat, I'm going to take my helmet off and I got to talk to them right away. No, she's freaked out to the point where, you know, she's like panicking, she's shaking, and they don't get any progress the first time that she meets these aliens. And I was thinking like, oh, and she's even saying like, oh, so am I fired from the job? And they're like, you did better, much better than the last guy that was here. And it's just like, oh, okay. Jeremy Renner's character is in here too. And I don't know what his specific job title, by the way, is. He plays Ian in the film. I don't know what his job title is called, but let's just say he's a great mathematician. I guess they're using math as a way to see maybe if the numbers can connect into a language that they can speak as well. So their chemistry, it's a romance angle they're going with these two, but it's a very subtle romance angle where it's like, you know, it's one of those things where it's after months and months of being with someone and working with someone, you start to, you know, get closer and closer to that person. And I think they really do a really damn good job with that. The pacing towards the end of the second half to the third, I thought even got better because you felt a little bit more of the tension. The tension is not really deep, but it's more of the tension of because the Chinese, they're fucking fed up with this shit. They're like, you know what? Fuck these aliens or whatever. They've been just been hanging out here. And I think it was General Shang, who's played by Zima. I fucking hope I'm pronouncing that correctly or whatever. But Zima. And He's just like, look, I want other countries to follow me. We're going off the grid. We're not uniting no more to work with these aliens. We're blowing their asses out of the sky. And I think Russia and maybe Pakistan, maybe it was Germany. I can't remember which one of the countries they were. Whatever. They teamed up and said, yeah, they got 24 hours to respond to a question. If they don't respond to a question, we're going to blow their asses out of the sky. Clearly, there's even a scene. I forgot I brought this scene up too, which I didn't really like. But there was some, you know, military guys working with Amy Adams that were just like, they were watching the news and stuff like that. And they were just like, you know, are they aliens a threat? And they were getting permitted by. They were just like, yeah, they are a threat. So they decided to leave a bomb on the alien ship and then blow them up or something like that, which it kind of goes fucking nowhere, to be honest, with why they even did that. They never really address it, or these soldiers, that never, you never really even see their faces, to be honest, as far as like if there was a punishment behind it or anything like that. So it was kind of throwaway. I was just like, yeah, you see, there's parts like that you could have took out of the movie and maybe a little bit shorter, so it could have streamlined just a little bit better, because they never go back. The only consequence to that is this: the aliens end up saving Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner's character when they go up there. And next you know it, they just shoot their ships up into the sky just a little bit more. They didn't leave, and they didn't attack us back or anything like that, but they just said, yeah, people aren't allowed back on our ships no more. And you're just like, okay, well, you know. So it's even getting to the point now, I'm kind of like Forrest Whitaker. What the fuck do you want? What do you want from me, huh? But then Amy Adams, you know, she starts to have these visions, and it's kind of like, from the theater experience, at least, from you get as an audience member, you're thinking they're flashbacks, only to find out that no, the aliens, because she has this vision where they're talking about, what are we going to do? And they're like, do we fly a chopper up there? We got 24 hours to speak with them and to get some information, or we're blowing their asses out of the skies with China and all them and stuff like that. Amy Adams has this vision to where she can see a little bit in the future of how she communicated with the aliens. And they send this single little ship out of their big ship to pick her up and take her in there to where she communicates with. And I'm going to lie, this scene looked green screen as fuck. I mean, because if you don't know from the trailer, the aliens are behind kind of a barrier in their spaceship, so where they can communicate with the glass wall, if you will. Well, the aliens bring her on the other side of that glass wall, and you can see her hair flying out. This shit looked fake as fuck, to be honest. It looked horrible, you know? It reminded me of the ending of Guardians of the Galaxy when they were holding hands and they had the stone, the Infinity Stone or whatever, and we're the Guardians of the Galaxy, bitch. And you see, like, Chris Pratt's face breaking up, which looked really good. But if you remember from the trailer when they first showed, I don't know if it was a trailer or like some featurettes or whatever, and they showed his face kind of cracked, and it looked kind of crappy in the trailer part, and it looked really good in the movie. Well, imagine that trailer part of it looking shit in here, because that's what it looked like, because everything else in the movie is beautiful. There's a screenshot in here. You see when they first meet the aliens, which, by the way, they have an awesome-ass score in this opening scene. Not when they meet the alien, but when they meet the alien ship for the first time. Which, by the way, the alien ship looks badass, if you ask me. I like the design of that a lot, actually. This motherfucker got a thing for spiders, though, I gotta say. Because this thing looks like a fucking giant hand spider or something. It looked like a spider fucked an octopus. And out came this big-ass thing. Oh, a black octopus at that, too. But when they first meet the ship, you see this waterfall with this fog and everything cloud. You can see it in the trailer too. Pause it on that trailer shot and then just enlarge it on your computer screen or on your TV if you have a smart TV or something like that. It looks gorgeous in the movie theater. Like, that scene literally just stuck out like a motherfucker. But then when you get to the story here, when she meets the aliens and they tell her, you know, they show her like signs and stuff like that, and they start doing the subtitles where you can speak the language back and forth, going back and forth, you know, because she now finally has an understanding what their language is. And she finally asks this question, who is that girl? And I'm thinking in my head, what do you mean, who is that girl? Isn't that your daughter that died at the beginning, and the girl we keep seeing in these flashback sequences she has? Turns out those aren't flashback sequences, those are the future. There's constant scenes in his movie where they show this little girl and her talking, and she's talking about where's daddy, and they don't really answer where he's at or anything like that. And then, you know, the scenes of her growing up, and then, you know, a scene of her actually dying because it looked like cancer from what the beginning of the movie showed. But I'm assuming it was a more biological threat, disease, that that spread through her body. And maybe she got it from the parents, I'm assuming, just because of their interactions with these aliens. No, but that wouldn't make any sense then, so never mind. Okay, maybe I'm stretching here now. That wouldn't make any sense then, because if the aliens would never showed up, then she would have never got it. So apparently this girl got a disease that possibly could have affected other humanity. I don't know, to be honest. I'm not even going to go there. I need to see the movie again personally then, probably. I just literally saw it 2 hours ago, so I ain't going to go there. I need to see it again personally, and maybe I need to read the story to find out what's going on. But they tell her, you know, this is the future. You have the power to see the future, and you're going to go through something that's really going to change your life. And now you're thinking, okay, who's the father? And I kind of caught on right away. I was like, it's got to be Jeremy Renner here. And there's a scene at the end of the movie where it starts to wrap up, and, you know, they tell her about, because they constantly say the aliens, the weapon. You have the weapon, now use it and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, oh, they're talking about her daughter, her future daughter. Her future daughter is going to be a weapon because of the disease she carries or something like that. So they're going to have to put her down or whatever. And I love this one scene towards that ending where she has one of these future scenes, if you will. Not flashback, but future scenes with her daughter. And they're saying, she's asking her, oh, why did daddy leave? And she tells her, well, Amy Adams tells her daughter, well, daddy had to leave because I had to tell him of something that I know that's going to happen, that he just doesn't agree with me, and he just can't live through the pain of doing it. And I was just like, damn, this movie just got deep. I was like, whoo, the death in this film. I said, that's damn good. And then when it ends, when the ships start to leave, because, you know, everybody's like, oh, the Chinese about to blow them up, but then she has an even future scene because she writes this book on the alien language and how communication is the universal language of the world and blah, 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 and all this stuff. She has this scene where she saves the General Shang from making a big mistake, and she sees in the future, and she ends it in present day time, which kind of makes her a hero in a way. Well, I wouldn't say a hero, but a peacekeeper, if you will. And you see Jeremy Renner comes up to her, and he tells her, you know, one of the best things about this project was not meeting them, it was meeting you. And she sees into the future. You finally get to see it in these future shot scenes. That, oh, Jeremy Renner was the father they were talking about. And you get to see them, like, you know, getting their first house, dancing with each other, going out, whining and dining each other, laughing, playing around. And then there's this specific scene where Jeremy Renner says, you know, where they're hugging each other. And he says, this is in these future scenes, too, where he says, let's have a baby. And Amy Adams, even though she can tell, she already knows what's going to happen, she still says, yeah. It's kind of a fucking happy dour film, if you will. It's bleak, it's a dour, but at the same time it's very optimistic in its way, to where, you know, even though she knows the outcome of her daughter and how it's going to split her family up in a way, because she can predict her future. It's one of those things that's like, well, if you know you could change the pain in your future, would you do it and stuff? And most people will say, hell yeah, I would do it. But I think it's a moral ambiguity of how beautiful it is, as just how she still decides to go along with this path that she sees of her future, even though she knows the negative outcome to come, because she sees so many of the beautiful moments that it has. And I was just like, oh, this ending is fucking good. I was like, and it's finally, you know, finally for this director too, because personally, I think his endings suck in his movies, especially Enemy. He's like, what the fuck was that? And Prisoners, he's just like, okay, well, at least it wrapped up. Sicario, I think, was a much better ending. Especially with the whole Benicio del Toro, and especially showing up at Emily Blunt's character's hotel or house or whatever it was, and just pretty much looking at her like, bitch, I wish you would say something. I'll put you 10 feet under as well. So I thought that part was really good, but this one really does help proceed the story forward and wrapping it up so perfectly, and I really enjoyed the fuck out of that part, especially finding out that, you know, even though she knows that Jeremy Renner is going to leave her because of the choice she makes, even though she knows that she's going to have a daughter that's pretty much going to be a weapon for this disease she's carrying or whatever and stuff, you know, that she has to be put down in a way. And she still decides to have that daughter because of all the moments she gets. I think the movie is really beautiful in that way, even though it seems really dour and terrible at times. But I enjoyed the hell out of that part. I mean, the ending really, if you can have a solid ending like that to really wrap a story up to where you just don't know where it's going to go or anything like that, then my God, you got to get points for that. So it's not gonna get a high C from me because there are some things in here that I think either could have been cut out or I just didn't. I don't want to say I didn't get, but the whole 12 ship thing, I don't really think that even needed to be there. It only really needed to be one, and maybe it was just there to add that whole element of the Chinese are gonna blow the fuck out of it. Even though, let's just be real, Americans would be saying the same damn thing. So maybe this was trying to just make the Chinese look like, oh, they're no longer waiting or anything. But even though the Americans would have did the same thing in a way, so I don't think they really needed to be there. Because even though I say that element of, you know, her stopping the Chinese from attacking the ships and stuff like that, it really doesn't add anything to the story it's trying to tell of Amy Adams itself. So as far as the whole future outbit about her future daughter and her relationship here and stuff. But other than that, though, it's still a damn good film. I mean, even if you're not into these slow films, I still recommend that you check it out to see if you don't like it. I don't think it's for everyone. And it depends on, you know, what kind of movies you like, really, to be honest. It's one of those kind of films, you know. If you're not into these slow burn type of thrillers here or mystery thrillers here, most likely it won't be for you. But I think that if you can follow it and hopefully you don't fall asleep or anything like that, that ending I think will definitely pay off for you where you'll just be like, I see what you did there, and I really like that. Okay, yeah, I mean, even if you was bored at the first time, you'd be like, I may not love it, but you know what? That turned out to be not so bad towards the ending. So, for me, I'm definitely going to give this a see it. I enjoyed the hell out of this film. Amy Adams, it's really good to see you back. I've seen two movies this week, too, by the way, with her in it. So, that one's coming out soon as well, too. So, can't wait to talk about that film. But it's really good to see her back in really damn good films. Because, Lord almighty, DC was wearing that ass out with not doing a damn thing with this girl. So, go check out Arrival, people. And if you like the movie, if you've seen it, if you didn't see it, and if you did like the movie, if you didn't like the movie, let me know in the comment section below. Because I am curious to see what the audience will think of this movie. I don't think it's going to be number one in the box office. It might be a toss-up between Trolls and this for the number two spot, because I can't remember what Trolls make, so it's definitely gonna make half of that. But I think it's definitely a movie that people should possibly go check out in the nearby future. But if you've already checked it out and you're gonna check it out, let me know in the comment section below. And then until another review here at Movie Spoilers, I'm the Phenomenal One.
They need to see me.
Dr. Bang, are you insane?
That's a proper introduction.
More objects have landed around the world.
This is one of 12. I'm never going to be able to speak their words.
Got 2 days. Figure something out.
I am human. It's their language. We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a weapon and a tool. Language is messy, and sometimes one can be both.
Are you dreaming in their language? It's possible they're prodding us to fight among ourselves.
This is just a way to force us to work together for once.
It's more complicated than that.
How is it more complicated?
Russia just executed one of their own to keep their secret.
You got 21 hours
before they start global war.
So how do we clarify their intentions?
I go back in.
Why does this feel worse?